Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your host, Thomas. It's great to have your company tonight, and thank you for your continued support of this podcast. Some of you have left us some really lovely comments and reviews this week. We've been working hard to bring you a great variety of stories, so it means a lot to hear that you're enjoying them. And you can keep your ideas coming by contacting us through our website at getsleepy.com. Tonight, I'll be reading you a heartwarming story about a young girl who befriends a magical creature. And this friendship will take both of them on adventures far and wide. Before we prepare to listen to the story of the Great Bird, I first want to thank our friends at Helix for supporting this episode. There's nothing better than getting into a nice, cozy bed and knowing you'll be comfortable the whole night through. If your mattress doesn't live up to that expectation, then I really would recommend that you check out the range from Helix Sleep. Using their 2-minute online quiz, they will match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. This way, you can guarantee you'll find a great, reliable mattress without needing to go into any stores. Everything is done online, and delivery is simple, easy, and safe. Plus, each mattress comes with a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights, risk-free. Go to helixsleep.com/getsleepy. Take their 2-minute quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off on all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/getsleepy. That's Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/getsleepy. For up to $200 off. So thanks again to Helix for supporting this show. And thanks to everyone that is supporting this podcast by joining our premium channel. We put a lot of time and effort into creating and delivering each dreamy episode right to your ears. And it simply wouldn't be possible without your support. So if you'd like to help the show and hear even more Get Sleepy stories and meditations, consider subscribing to our supporters feed. Everything's ad-free and all proceeds directly support the production of Get Sleepy. Go to our website at getsleepy.com/support or use the link in the show notes to find out more. So now, let's settle in, ready to hear our story. With your eyes closed, let your breathing slow down to a pace that feels just right for you. Imagine yourself laying beneath a beautiful blue sky. Fluffy white clouds gently float around. Just watch them as they drift slowly across your view. If you have any worries or thoughts that are disrupting you right now, then let these clouds represent those thoughts. Send those thoughts up into the sky and watch them float out of view and fade away. It may take some time, but eventually all of those clouds will drift out of sight and the sky will become completely clear and a vivid shade of blue. With this clarity, your mind is now free to listen and dream along with tonight's story. We begin in a peaceful meadow, nestled at the edge of a quiet neighborhood. As the breeze brushes through the trees, you notice something unusual about this clearing, but you're not quite sure what it is. Noor crossed the tree line into a beautiful clearing. Here, the trees broke their formation and the sun showed its bright yellow face. Walking under the blue sky, she heard a woodpecker drumming in the distance and insects buzzing about. In between all of the sounds, there was a deep, comforting silence. Noor put down her backpack and took off her shoes and socks. She giggled loudly when her bare feet touched the soil. It felt rather cool. The grass was soft and dewy. Still, Noor enjoyed these sensations. They were refreshing, like a glass of cold lemonade. At first, she tiptoed from flower to flower, curious like a butterfly. Then, with her arms wide open, she ran through the clearing, mimicking the sound of an aeroplane, trying to catch the wind. A yellow cape fluttered behind her. When she finished exploring, Noor slowed down to fully enjoy the sunshine. Lying flat on her back, she gazed at the sky and studied the small wispy clouds. She wondered if they were sticky, like cotton candy, or if they just happened to look similar. As she pondered her answer, Noor spotted a tiny black silhouette. It was a bird, gliding through the air gracefully, like in a choreographed dance. Noor had always dreamed about flying. She climbed tall mountains to be closer to the sky. She wore her yellow cape to determine the wind's direction. And she loved all kinds of flying creatures. There were many lessons to be learned insects buzzed because of their rapid wing movements. Butterflies contracted their bodies to propel themselves through the air. Trusting the wind, some migratory birds travelled up to 6 months without stopping. Flying was pretty incredible, and Noor could dream of nothing she wanted more. Mesmerized, Noor watched the bird in the sky. She thought about its feathery wings and the feeling of weightlessness. Every time she imagined this feeling, Noor couldn't help but to smile. And even though she wasn't a bird, she knew that one day she would fly with them. Back on her feet and ready to resume her walk through the forest, Noor noticed something peculiar. A gigantic tree stood right in the heart of the clearing. That's strange, she thought. The tree hadn't been there a few minutes ago when she was running around through the grass. Unsure of what to believe, Noor closed her eyes and gently pinched her arm. It wasn't a dream. The tree was still there. It stood majestically under the glowing sunlight. Noor put on her striped socks and laced up her sneakers. Then, feeling more than a little excited, she moved towards the mysterious tree. The closer she got, the larger it seemed. It had a sturdy trunk, countless branches, and roots that were thick, twisted, and aged. Standing next to the tree, Noor felt the size of an ant. The tree's broad crown reached the clouds, and its trunk was so wide that it looked like multiple trees hugging. She touched the tree's wrinkly bark and introduced herself. The emerald leaves moved left and then right, as if they were waving hello. Encouraged by the quick response, Noor walked around the tree and talked to it about her family, her friends, and her dreams of flying. She proudly presented her yellow cape, although she wasn't sure that the tree would understand its function. As Noor walked and talked to the tree, she noticed something shimmering close to its base. It was a beautiful feather. She picked it up, interested in examining it up close. The feather was large, soft, and iridescent blue. What a treasure, Noor whispered to herself. Reaching in her backpack, she took out a picture book with colourful birds. She turned page after page until she reached the end. By the looks of it, this feather didn't belong to a parrot, a peacock, or any other bird in the book. Slightly confused, Noor wondered about the beautiful bird with iridescent blue feathers. Why wasn't it in her book? How did it lose its feather? And more importantly, did it live up in this tree? With her head tilted backwards, Noor inspected the old tree once more. It didn't take long before she spotted a big nest built on two forked branches near the trunk. Curious to find out more, Noor decided to climb the tree. It had many broad limbs, so she felt confident that she could reach the nest. First, she took off her backpack and cape, since those could slow her down. Then, she reached cautiously towards the lowest branch. She expected the climb to be at least somewhat challenging. But as Noor climbed up the first branch, she noticed that the tree's numerous wrapping branches were perfectly designed for this. They looked like the twisting staircase of an old castle, leading all the way to the top. It was as if the tree was asking for someone to climb it. Feeling safe and excited, Noor climbed branch after branch. With every step she took, her view changed slightly. Soon, her colourful backpack was lost beneath the leaves. The clouds were so close that she could almost touch them. At the end of the branch ladder, Noor found the nest. Just like the giant tree, it had unusually large proportions and was made of interwoven sticks and lined with moss along the inside. A purple egg laid right in the center of a bed of dry grass. A pillow of blue feathers, just like the one Noor found below, kept the egg warm and cozy. With careful steps, Noor climbed inside the nest, curious about the egg. She was surprised to find that the egg was nearly as big as her. Unsure if it was sleeping, Noor whispered to the egg and gently placed her ear next to its purple shell. Then, Noor heard a faint knocking. Tap, tap, tap. Feeling the warmth of her body and her rhythmic heartbeat, the chick was beginning to hatch. The purple shell cracked open. Slowly, with each tap, the crack extended with small zigzags left and right. Minutes later, a young bird with dark beaded eyes and a bright golden beak emerged. The top of the eggshell was still on its head, like a big purple hat. Noor couldn't help but giggle as the baby bird tried to take its first steps with a piece of its shell stuck on its head. Unsure of its gender or species, she named it Blue, after the feather that led her to it. It wasn't a particularly fitting name, since right now it was plain white and very fluffy. But the baby bird seemed to like it. Blue seemed like a happy chick, but it looked very tired. After a short introduction and a warm hug, Noor decided that Blue needed to rest. She cleared the nest of eggshell and brought fresh leaves for her brand new friend. Noor covered Blue carefully, making sure that it was nice and warm. Then, stroking its head gently, she told the bird her favourite story. It was about a beautiful unicorn with powerful wings and infinite knowledge, under the layers of leaves, the chick looked very sleepy. It listened to Nur's story without a peep. Before she reached the happy ending, Nur noticed that Blue had its eyes closed. The baby bird had drifted into a nice and comfortable sleep. She stroked its head one last time and left the nest, promising that she'd be back in the morning. Day after day, Nur returned to the nest. She brought food and books and taught Blue about flying and friendship. The baby bird grew bigger every day, and soon its fluffy plumage was replaced with strong, brilliant blue feathers. Blue had truly grown into its name. When it was old enough to fly, Blue started to flap its wings around the nest. Tiny sparkles of gold followed every flap. Nur watched, completely amazed. They reminded her of fairy dust. The first flights were short and safe. From the large nest, Blue flew downwards, testing the air and learning how to balance its body. Though the first attempts were a bit clumsy, it didn't take long for Blue to master flying. Nur still visited every morning. They played together in the forest clearing, making up all kinds of games and stories. Blue would flap its wings and take off, leaving a trail of golden sparkles. Nur ran barefoot through the grass, following Blue's shadow on the ground. It was then that Nur realized just how large Blue had become. Blue's wingspan was as wide as a tree, and much larger than an eagle, a falcon, or any other bird that she had read about. But no matter what type of bird Blue was, Nur was very proud. Her best friend had grown into a majestic creature. From takeoff to landing, Blue enjoyed every moment of flying. With its iridescent blue feathers, the beautiful bird travelled through the sky faster than lightning. It was amazing to disappear behind the clouds and even cartwheel in the air. Up there, everything was peaceful. Like gentle waves, the natural air currents helped Blue to soar up and down, remain aloft, and get precisely where it needed to be. Now, Blue understood what it meant to be a bird. But Nur quickly realized it wasn't like other birds in the sky. It didn't fly in a flock, or even have a family. Not to mention, it was multiple times bigger than the next largest bird. Blue saw how much other birds enjoyed flying with their friends, and wanted to fly with its best friend too. Using its strong golden beak, Blue lifted Nur and gently placed her on its back. She hugged her best friend, nuzzling into the feathers on Blue's neck. It seemed that her dream to fly was becoming a reality. Nur held on tight as Blue started to flap its mighty wings. The grass beneath waved under the power of each stroke. They rose off the ground and then passed over the top of the giant tree where Noor first found Blue's egg. The summer wind blew in Noor's hair, and her yellow cape flapped gracefully behind her. Like an arrow shot into the sky, Blue flew higher and higher. When they reached the clouds, Blue stopped their ascent and continued to glide through the air smoothly. Noor reached one hand up and touched a passing cloud. It was cool and left a mist on her arm. She couldn't help but let out a cry of pure excitement. Thanks to her wonderful friend, Noor was finally flying. The view from above was awe-inspiring. No matter where she looked, there was so much to see. Noor recognized her village. Each house was a tiny grain of sand. Connected by a winding road, the forest she always walked through looked like green tapestry. The view made Noor's world seem very small. Now she could finally see beyond its borders, and she began to realize that there really were no borders. They were just concepts of her mind that could be changed with a new perspective. To her left, Noor noticed the dark outline of the mountains. To her right, she saw rolling hills and green forests. Villages and cities, big and small, were scattered everywhere in between. "Let's go explore these new worlds," Noor whispered, gazing at the horizon. Blue screeched with delight, ready to begin their new adventure. With curious eyes and open minds, the two friends allowed the wind to be their guide. They knew that no matter where they went, their journey would be memorable. They flew high in the sky and soared inches above the surface of a crystal clear lake. No matter the altitude or direction, they took their time to appreciate the colours, the foreign smells, and many new sounds. It didn't take long for their view to change completely. The rolling hills transformed into flat meadows, and the evergreen forests faded into fields. Tall yellow flowers illuminated the ground. "The kingdom of the sun," Noor whispered into Blue's ear, as beautiful sunflower fields waved beneath the power of Blue's wings. Ever since she was a little girl, Noor loved sunflowers. In her eyes, these radiant plants were just like her. Happy, bright, rooted to the ground, but always gazing at the sky. Perhaps sunflowers didn't dream about flying, but every day they chose to focus on warmth and positivity, and that was pretty special. Blue hadn't seen sunflowers before. Excited about the discovery, the bird hovered over a field of flowers listening to Noor's stories. She explained that some of the round flower heads had a yellow center, while others a maroon one. You could collect the seeds for a delightful snack, too. Diligent bees spiraled through the air, buzzing cheerfully from bloom to bloom. Like fairies with a magic wand, they lovingly touched the sunflowers, gathering their golden pollen. Noor smiled. She enjoyed the sun-soaked fields. No matter if she was on foot or flying, she appreciated being close to nature. Filled with glowing energy, the two friends continued their journey. Blue soared into the air with a swoosh. Noor watched the yellow carpet of flowers fade into the horizon. Just like before, they moved up and down, as light as a feather. After the sweet scent of flowers dissipated, the air took on a new smell. A light breeze caressed Noor's hair and skin, leaving a feeling of saltiness. Distant calls of seagulls confirmed what she had already assumed. They were close to the ocean. Blue was fascinated by the seagulls. They were rather chatty birds, with a strong sense of community. A large flock came to greet them as they neared a sandy beach bordering the deep blue ocean. When they reached the shoreline, the seagulls landed on the golden sand. The beach was empty. Its shore was unspoiled. With Noor on its back, Blue flew up and down the coastline, admiring the turquoise waters below. The ocean moved back and forth, in and out. Each foamy wave washed over the beach with a long, relaxing whoosh. Noor had never seen the ocean, but its views and sounds captured her mind in the most calming of ways. She imagined her feet sinking into the wet sand, and the bubbly waves tickling her ankles. The coast inspired Noor's imagination. What lied farther beyond? Where land was no longer in sight. Noor asked Blue if they could fly across the ocean. Blue let out a screech, sharing in Noor's adventurous spirit. The farther they flew, the calmer the ocean seemed. Its surface was glossy and smooth from high above. At lower altitudes, they could see the rhythmic swells that drifted endlessly toward a distant beach. The air smelled fresh above the water. With her eyes closed, Noor enjoyed the warm rays of the afternoon sun. She thought about the ocean's depth and its diverse sea creatures. Breathing in deeply, Noor wished that she could see them. As the curious girl made her wish, Blue descended slowly. With the tip of its wing, Blue touched the ocean's surface 3 times. Below them, the dark waters turned clear and see-through. Wow, Noor thought, astonished at her friend's powers. She couldn't believe it. an underwater kingdom was right in front of her eyes. She saw schools of fish, shimmering jellyfish, and manta rays that soared through the water like Blue did through the air. There were colourful corals, marvellous seashells, and stars that made their own constellations on the ocean floor. For a few moments, Nora imagined the ocean as a watery sky. It was vast and unending. In its waters, the sea creatures swam freely, like the birds did in the sky. Then she saw an enormous blue whale. It surfaced the ocean for a breath of fresh air. With a look of awe, Noor watched the large mammal. Its sharp exhale created a white cloud above the water. Then, after a deep breath in, the whale dove back into the abyss. It was amazing. Even Blue took notice. This whale was the first animal they'd seen that was larger than Blue. Their journey above water continued for quite some time. When the sun met the horizon, the two friends reached the shore on the other side of the ocean. Noor waved goodbye to the underwater kingdom, promising that one day they'd return. The land looked rather different here. Golden dunes plunged straight into the waves, their soft emptiness glowing in the evening lull. Noor didn't know much about the desert. Caressing Blue's feathers, she wondered if they were the only two travellers in this desolate world. Everywhere they looked, there were winding sand dunes. Each was slightly different than the next. One reminded Noor of a pyramid. Another looked like a dragon. The farther they went, the more peaceful it seemed. As the day turned into night, the desert remained lit by a bright, silver moon. Millions of stars freckled the sky. A few were even falling from the sky. Noor closed her eyes and thought of a wish. She wished that her adventures with Blue would never end. Flying was wonderful, and it introduced them to so many new, magical worlds. Noor opened her eyes and hugged Blue tighter, grateful for the bird's loving companionship. Watching another star fall to the desert floor, Noor realized that they needed a good night's rest. She closed her eyes again and wished for a cozy place to spend the night. When she opened her eyes, a brilliant sand castle, sitting high up on a sand dune, came into view. It had 5 tall towers and a castle gate decorated with seashells. Under the silver moonlight, it looked like it came straight out of a fairy tale. Noor pointed Blue towards it, who nodded in agreement. They landed carefully in front of the castle and knocked at the castle's gate. But instead of opening, the gate dissolved in the wind. The two friends entered. the inside of the castle was just as breathtaking as the exterior. There was a ballroom, a knight's hall, and a well-lit dining room filled with delicious foods. The walls, the chandeliers, and all of the furniture were made of tiny grains of sand. An interior courtyard with a small crystalline lake reflected the night sky above. After a few bites to eat in the dining room, the two ventured to the west end of the castle, where they found the royal bedrooms. It was time to call it a night. Just like the first time they met, Noor covered blue. This time it wasn't with leaves, but with a warm blanket. She petted Blue's head gently and whispered a sincere thank you. After their long trip, Blue was particularly tired. The big bird closed its eyes and soon drifted into a long, rejuvenating sleep. Under the sky full of glitter, Noor thought about her day. She remembered the feeling of weightlessness and the first time she touched a cloud, and all the beautiful places they visited. The thought of it all made her smile. She then laid down and closed her heavy eyelids. All of the excitement of the day flowed out of her body, and her muscles relaxed. And just like every night before, she dreamed of flying. But on this night, Noor knew, deep down, that her dreams were not only possible, they were real.